Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Joy of Business Om Times Radio show. We have guest co-host today, Betsy McLaughlin. That's me, and Smriti Goswami. Hi, Smriti.
Hi, Betsy. So looking forward to creating with you here.
Yes, absolutely. And we're in very different parts of the world. And how did we get so lucky to be able to play together in this amazing technology?
I know. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yes. Me too. So I am a Joy of Business facilitator. And Smriti, why don't you tell people a little bit about you?
Yeah, so I'm a Joy of Business facilitator too, as well as a Right Voice for You facilitator and a Being You facilitator and a Talk to the Entity facilitator. So I absolutely love what I do. And especially the Joy of Business classes are my most favorite. I love the amazing changes that it creates in people's business, especially when they start following whatever they like from the joy of it. When they start creating the business from the joy of it, that's just a very, very irresistible invitation for them. So I'm just really looking forward to speaking more about it. Betsy, maybe you can tell us about the topic that we'll be talking about this time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I too am a Being You facilitator and just love the specialty. And for you, anybody listening, you might not know, these are some specialty certifications within the tools and umbrella, if you will, of Access Consciousness. And if you're looking for more information, you can always go to accessconsciousness.com. And one of the things that we will be doing throughout the show today is asking a lot of questions. And questions empower. And so we're not here to tell you what to do. We are here today to share with you questions and tools and maybe perhaps some stories along the way of things that we have used to really transform our lives and to make things a lot easier. Certainly in my life, and I'm sure for you as well.
Oh yes, totally. Today we'll be talking about a very, very interesting topic, business and money, and how we can invite more money into our business and create from there. So most of us in this reality usually function from a lot of deprivation and scarcity and lack and denial. And we give reasons as to why we cannot choose more. And we mostly make money the reason for not being able to choose more. So Betsy and I today will be talking more about how we can overcome these points of view that we have about the lack that we function from mostly, and how we can go beyond that and create more ease with money and how to invite more money into your life and into your business.
And, you know, for anybody listening who they're like, what are you talking about? How do you actually invite money into your life? And I also would like to talk a little bit about how you might be disinviting money into your life and into your business.
So, what usually happens is we need to realize that mostly one of the first things to realize is that it's our own points of view about that aspect of our life is what blocks or limits our growth, especially with respect to money. So for example, if you have a point of view that you have to work really, really hard to make money, then unless you work really hard, the money will not show up for you because that's your point of view that's creating that. So instead of functioning like that, we need to realize and become aware that what are we choosing, what are we thinking, what are our points of views that are creating that lack for us. And one of the ways is to sort of step into the energy of money. Just get aware of what does it feel like to be the energy of having lots of money, you know. And there's a lot of things that you can do. For example, go to a wealthier area than where you currently live and just soak in the energy of that opulence, that in those big houses. What would it feel like to live in those houses? How expansive it feels, how big that whole, how joyous it makes your body feel. Get that energy of that. So that's again, soaking in the energy of money and opulence, and then make a demand to actualize that for yourself. So this is one of the ways. There are lots of other ways that we'll be sharing, like get a bunch of cash, touch it, feel it, look at your money and start to like literally receive it.
I love that you brought in the, there's so many different things to do, because when we, certainly for me growing up, I heard over and over again, you know, you have to work hard. You have to work hard for your money. There's songs that are written about that. And here we are coming along and saying, what if that actually isn't true? And so we're like erasing the mindset that we might have been, you know, privy to as we were growing up, you know, where it was just constant, this is the way it is, there is no other way. And what I have found, I have been playing with the tools of access for about 7.5 years, almost 8 years now. And what I have found is that in asking these questions and actually letting go of my points of view about how that had to be real and true, that things have actually really changed for me around, as we're talking about today, around money and business.
Yes, absolutely. Especially the classes that we attend and the classes that we conduct, there is so much that we get to learn in Access, and especially the Joy of Business classes, that really, really creates a lot of change for each one of us. Mm-hmm. I'd like to speak a little bit about asking questions and what is it that we're looking for when we're asking questions. So usually what happens is there is a limit or a boundary to the amount of knowledge that we have that depends mostly on the schools and colleges and institutions that we've been to, or whatever other sources of knowledge from our friends, family, and the books that we read and the media and everything. So there's a limit or a boundary to that. So when we start looking for logical answer or reasoning to sort out the problems that we have, we are looking within that much only. And if we were able to anyways, you know, with that knowledge, we would have anyways been able to sort out the issues that we were facing, right? But usually it's our subconscious mind which sort of creates these limitations mostly, or the points of view that we are functioning from which creates this limitation. So when you start asking questions to the universe, or just generally just start asking the questions without really looking, you're not looking for any answers at that moment. So the universe is omnipresent. It does not, it's not just right there. It does not, it's not with any limits or any boundaries to it. So it starts bringing you answers in the form of awareness. Mm-hmm. So that's what we mean when we say ask a question. It's like every time we ask a question, it is not to look for any answers or anything. It's the awareness that you start receiving as to how, what is the next step to take, or the pathways start opening up for you.
Yes.
Give you better perspective of how to, you can use that to change your whatever limitation that you're functioning from at that moment, wherever you feel stuck.
So true. It really is so true. And you're going to get a lot of, as you ask questions and you like erase all of the parameters that you've put down, what you have decided is possible or not possible. And you start asking questions and you follow the whispers, follow the breadcrumbs, if you will, of what will start showing up in your world. It truly is amazing how these questions will change things. And things that you think are not possible to change.
Absolutely. So usually what happens is lot of times when we don't, have you ever realized we stop ourselves from choosing more because we feel we don't have enough money for it?
Yes.
Or, mm-hmm. You know, so that's one of the first things is that we can ask is, okay, if money was not the issue, what would I choose?
Yes.
Get a sense of that. When you start asking this question, it'll make you aware that, okay, if money was not the issue, I will choose this particular thing. I would choose to go on that trip, or I would choose to buy this outfit or this house or whatever it is. You'll get that energy of, yes, I want it. If money was not the issue, I definitely would love to choose this. Just go ahead and choose it. When you start choosing things for yourself, it's that energy, that it's that progressive forward moving energy that you start generating. And that's, you'll be amazed at how the money gets starts getting created for you to actually create that for yourself.
Yes. And it really is, you know, what just popped in as you were talking is thinking about the places in my life where I've thought or said the words out loud, I can't afford it, so I can't do it. So as soon as you do that, you actually are putting into motion that exact thing. And so when you change and actually say, you know what, I'm going to choose this, I might not have a clue how the money's going to show up, but it's something I would really enjoy choosing and doing, then you are inviting possibilities and opportunities to show up that were not available when you had the thought, I can't afford this, so I'm not doing it.
Absolutely. So, Betsy, we will catch up again after the break. We'll talk more about how every time you make lack of money significant, you end up locking it in place and solidifying it. So we'll just catch
awesome.
Up shortly after the break.
Awesome. Thank you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay. Welcome back after the break. And Betsy, let's take over from where we were, where we left off. Every time you make lack of money significant, you lock it in place and solidify it. So what can you add more to it? What exactly would that mean?
Well, it's, you know, it's whatever you put your attention on, more of that is created. So if you have the point of view that you lack for money, you lack for time, you lack for, you know, whatever it is that you think, well, what you're thinking, you're going to focus on and you're going to create more of it. So, and I know that it can be challenging, right? If you don't, if you look at your bank account in the morning and you don't have a lot of money, you know, like there's not a lot of zeros there and the bill collector's calling you and all of these things might be going on in your life. Yes, it can be challenging. And so what else can you add to your life? What can you change? What can you choose to change whatever's going on in your life? And if you open your bank account in the morning and you have tons of zeros, you know, how many more zeros would you like to add?
Absolutely. So a good question that you can ask here is, what would it take for more money than I ever thought was possible to show up today and in future? Like every morning, yes, the moment you start getting overwhelmed with, every time you sort of get an awareness of your bank account and you feel, oh my God, there's not enough money here and there are a lot of debts and there are people I need to pay money, and you start being overwhelmed with that, start asking, okay, every morning ask yourself, what would it take for more money than I ever thought was possible to show up today and in the future?
That's a good question to get started. Yes. Yeah. You know, and it really is, it's inviting money to the party of your life.
Oh, yes. I love that that example, especially the money, inviting money to your life. That's really, really superb. So usually when I'm conducting a class, I ask the participants. So let me try that with you. Although you're aware of it, but let's just go ahead with it. Let's play along.
Let's do it.
Cool. So Betsy, you are, you know, you're busy with some work, and then you receive a call from a friend, from an old friend, who's inviting you for a party. And that friend says, hi, Betsy, come over for my party. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay. I know, I'll understand if you're busy. But this Saturday, I'm having a party. See if you can make it. It'll be really nice if you can join. I've not invited many people. I've just invited a few friends. And it's just going to be a small affair. But go ahead. Come over. See if you'd like to come. Okay? Or see if you'd like to join for this party. I'd like to have you over. But I'll understand if you can't make it. And then an hour later, you receive a call from another friend. And who's like, hey, Betsy, I don't care how you make it, please cancel or whatever plans you have, but I want you here for my party. I've made all the possible arrangements. There's going to be music, dance, and the works, and there are a whole lot of other friends joining in, and it's going to be so much fun, and this party will not be a hit without your presence there. So whatever plans you have, I want you to just cancel everything and just be here. I want you here. I don't care how you do it, but make it happen.
Okay. So,
which party would you like to go to?
Okay, right. You know, the one where you're actual, like, I love that second invitation. That was great. What a great example.
So what did you like about that second invitation?
I really felt that you desired to have me there.
Right. You felt wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so absolutely.
That's exactly the question you should be asking yourself every morning. Each one of us should be asking ourselves this question. So every morning, ask yourself, what party am I inviting money to? You know, a lot of people say, okay, you know, it's okay. I don't really run after money, or money is not the be all and end all of life, right? How much are they actually uninviting money from their lives? Mm-hmm. So asking the question, okay, what party am I inviting money to, will make you present to which is the energy with which you're inviting money. Mm-hmm. Is it even fun for you? So that really gets the ball rolling. And start inviting money from the fun of it, from the joy of it, from the willingness to have it.
Well, and that's a really great thing, you know, like the willingness to have it and not having to know how it's all going to show up. You know, if you're willing to take a step and then another step and ask questions and play in that joyful energy that Smriti just described to us in just a little bit. And what if you act as if, even if you don't have it currently? And the example you used a little bit earlier in the show, where you talked about going to, you know, walking into a house that perhaps you've always decided there was no way you could ever afford to live in such a house. What if you actually walked into that house with, and you dropped all of your barriers and your preconceived notions about how this is never going to happen in your world, and you actually just embraced and just dove into the energy of what it would be like to live in a house that is perhaps something you've decided you could never create? And in doing so, that is the invitation that we've been talking about for something different to show up. Now, it may not show up like living, let's say you're walking through a $100 million mansion. It may not show up like that, but what if just by being the willingness to receive all of that yummy energy and the willingness to say, hey, maybe there is something else possible here. In doing that, what invitation are you being? What joyful, playful invitation are you being for money to show up in all kinds of random and unexpected ways?
Yes, and you never know, you might be asking for that opulence to show up, and the next time you are traveling, you might just get upgraded to an amazing, gorgeous suite of a hotel.
Exactly.
So, yep. And you get to experience that luxury and all. So just be willing to have it and ask for it to show up in whatever way.
And that is so true. And money is going to show up in all kinds of ways. And every time something shows up, you know, are you grateful? Do you thank the money for showing up, the opportunities, the possibilities? I was talking to a friend of mine recently who went for a trip, a few days with a friend, and her friend was very much into doing every single thing as inexpensively and as cheaply as possible. And my friend was like, that actually isn't fun and joyful for me. I don't want to spend the entire weekend trip, you know, choosing poverty. And so it was really interesting to hear, you know, her point of view and then this other person's point of view and how dynamically different they were. And, you know, where it was just, she really just desired to enjoy herself and immerse herself in everything. And this other person was like, not. And, you know, so I wonder how many different places in our lives we've chosen that. And then what can we choose now? No matter what we've chosen before, even 2 minutes ago, that doesn't mean that we are stuck with that choice forever.
Yes, and there's another way that we end up stopping ourselves from choosing more is, when you start perceiving other people's judgments, especially if you're totally flamboyant and you're going out spending a lot and stuff, and then because that's the choice that you're making, and then you have other people looking at you and judging you, oh, she has too much money or whatever. And there are times when we tend to just sort of shrink because of other people's judgment. We start making ourselves small to fit in so that they might not like it if we are being too much. So a lot of times when we are making ourselves small, that does not really work, because instead of being that, choose to be even more of what you are, so that, you know, you, that energy is what will invite them to create more for themselves too. So when they see you living your life, enjoying yourself, creating all that you want to without really making money an issue, that's an invitation for others also to start choosing more for themselves. Because other people's judgment is usually a way to control you. Because it'll be to stop you, to limit you. So that's what other people's judgment is all about. So be willing to recognize that and be willing to be aware of that. And there's a good question that you can ask. So instead of making yourself less, ask, okay, what invitation and inspiration can I be for them to choose more for themselves? So yeah, that's an amazing question to ask.
I love it. And you know, gosh, there's been so many juicy tidbits already. And I know that we're headed off for our next break, but when we come back, I would love to dive in a little bit more about, you know, where can we use what we've been talking about today and actually apply it towards money and business. So Smriti, before we go to break, how about if you tell people how they can find you if they would like to have more conversation with you?
Oh, okay, cool. I am from Mumbai, and I travel all over the world conducting these classes and workshops. You can connect with me at sritigoswami.com, or I'm also there on the Access website, which is accessconsciousness.com/sritigoswami. And of course, I'm available on the Facebook as well as on the Messenger, and on Instagram too, as Sprit08. So yeah, these are the ways. And I'd love to come over to your city, your country, and conduct these classes and workshops. It's amazing, amazing, amazing tools that are available here for all of us.
Thank you. And if anybody's looking for me, they can find me as well on Facebook and the Access Consciousness website. My website is creatingyumminess.com. And we are headed off for our next break. Stay tuned, you guys, for some more juicy tidbits on money. We'll be back in a moment.
See you shortly.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to our show today. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, and I am here with Smriti Goswami. And we are so honored to be co-hosts today on the Joy of Business Radio. And we are talking about all kinds of things related to money and joy and business. And we've kind of gone all over the place, which I love.
Yeah, just follow the energy of whatever is showing up at that moment, because you never know what will contribute more.
Absolutely. So how do we apply what we've been talking about today in your business, whatever your business is? I would love to dive into that a little bit.
Okay, cool. So usually you can start off every morning, you can start off by asking questions, because every time you wake up and you're like, okay, now what next? And at times when you start getting overwhelmed with certain things, stop that and ask, okay, what else is possible that I've not yet asked for? What can I put my attention to today that will increase my business and my money? Which one of my businesses requires my attention and energy today? And sometimes if you're looking at adding more people to your business, or you're looking to co-creating with certain people, so you can ask, okay, who can I add to my life today to create more revenue streams right away? What or yes. who else can contribute? So yeah, we will explore more about each of these topics and where can I use my money so that it makes more money for me? So these are like really cool questions to ask to set your day. And then just, you'll know what to follow. You'll just start choosing from whatever is the energy that's showing up at that moment.
I love it. There were so many wonderful questions, and we do play with these all the time. And when you might be looking at that question that just popped to share a little bit more, one of the questions that you just talked about was, you know, when you ask the question, well, who can I add to my business? If you yes. go to the place of, well, that would be great, but I can't afford it. As soon as you have that thought, if you have that thought, then you can stop and ask some of these questions that we have shared throughout the show today. And in that, what if you didn't have to actually pay that person money? What if you did some sort of barter system with them? So, you know, when you're, again, willing to release, let go of all of your fixed points of views about how you can't afford somebody because you, and, you know, fill in the blank of all the reasons and justifications that you've made about why you can't choose whatever it is you'd like to choose and add to your business. Well, what other creative ways can you come up with somebody joining your business? You know, you can gift, if you're a teacher, you can gift them the class. You could, you know, work out a payment system. You know, there's all kinds of different things. You can invite more people and money into your business so that you can pay for that person. You know, like, and there's a lot of different possibilities when you are open to receiving everything that would like to contribute to your life.
So usually just a presence, just a mere presence of someone can create so much for your business. So be willing to receive that and have yes. that. And something with what you just shared right now, can I share an example?
That Please. Example is about Absolutely. My mom. Absolutely.
So I remember my mom, she did not have any prior experience with business or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I had joined college. So, you know, and that's when she decided to just start a business of her own. And so she wanted to start an advertising agency. Now, she had, let me remind you, she had no prior experience with any sort of business before. And so here's what she did. She was just very, very confident mm-hmm. about convincing people. Her. And she just had a very amazing knack of doing that. Mm-hmm. So she went and she pitched for an advertising account with a particular company. Okay, so what she did, she hired professionals to design it for her. Mm-hmm. And she took it there. And she finally managed to get the account. Now, she did not have any experience on how to deliver it. And mm-hmm. she did not even know how to go about it. So she again hired the same professionals to create it and in a more dynamic way. And then she presented that. And mm-hmm. then they managed to get a very, very good deal with that. And you won't believe it. Within a year, she had one office in Delhi and she had another office in Chennai, the two different cities in India. Mm-hmm. And Yeah, and with almost about 30 people employed in each company. So this
That's
is just
amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And, you know, so everywhere that you think that you have to have all your ducks in a row and you have to have an education, you know, and you have to, like, would you be willing to consider that there might be something else possible? And here's a great example of your mom who's not ever done this before, and yet she like followed the energy. It was fun and joyful for her, and so she created it. And then look, in just a year, if she had looked at it when she first started, did she have any idea where she would be even in a year or 3 years or 5 years?
No, she had no idea. She had no clue where she would be, but she just knew that this is something she wanted to do, and she just went for it without any point of view. Like,
how inspiring. Yeah, for sure.
I'll make it happen.
That's so amazing.
When you recognize that you are the source for creating your life, then you're empowered to create whatever you desire. So one of the main things for creating a greater life is commit to your life. Commit to taking action. So, okay, cool. What is it going to take for this to be the best possible year for me? Like 2020. So we can just commit to that. And then choose what action is required. What do I have to do and be to get that? Who else can I add to my business? What are the other revenue streams that I can add? What else can I create? And just know that if you want something, there's nothing that can stop you from choosing that.
True story. You know, if anytime you hear yourself saying, yeah, but, as soon as that but, like, just stop and ask questions. And one of the favorite questions that I love to ask is, what else is possible beyond whatever it is I've decided is the limitation?
Yeah. So do you realize it's usually we only decide our own limitations. So what will it take to actually get out of that and just keep choosing more without thinking how we'll do it? Just keep on choosing more and more.
Yeah. You know, and I like to think sometimes about a child when they're first learning to walk. They don't know. They're not like in their head trying to figure it out. And, you know, they just get up and they start and they fall and they start and they fall and they start and they fall until the next thing you know, they're running around and the adults are having a hard time keeping up with them. So would you be willing to just start? Would you be willing to fall and stumble and, you know, get back up and brush yourself off and cry or laugh and just keep going?
Yeah. And there's another thing that you can do is a lot of us tend to make a wish list where we're like, okay, this is what I wish I had more money, or I wish I could create this, or I wish I could choose this, or what will it take for me to win some lottery for having a whole lot of money? But the thing is, when you sit around and you keep thinking, okay, how will I get this, and how my life would be if I actually won a lottery ticket, that does not really work. So instead of creating a wish list, start creating a create list. When you start making a create list, what that'll empower you to do is it'll require you to start committing to your life. When you are committing to your life and you are making a create list, the creating requires you to start actively choosing more for yourself. So then you get into a forward movement or motion of choosing more and more in your life instead of waiting for something to occur. So you just actually open up your mind to more opportunities, more possibilities, and what are the actions that you need to take and start creating more from that. So throw out the wish list and create a create list. That'll create more.
Yay, a create list. And that, even just as listening to you talk about that, I got excited and I'm like, oh, I wonder what kind of create list I could create. And, you know, what am I not asking for that I could start asking for right now? So what if you guys started asking for things that you've never allowed yourself to ask for, and you added some things to the create list that Smriti just talked about? I love it.
I love it too. So are you planning to make a create list for next year, Betsy?
Absolutely.
I sure am.
Yes, for my personal life and for my business life and for every, you know, for every part of my life. Where would I like to travel? Where would I like to facilitate? You know, who would I like to add to my business? And actually write it down. That's actually so joyful and fun.
Yeah, and don't worry about whatever conclusions you have about not about whatever is keeping you from expanding your business and stuff. Just keep on choosing more and more. What future can you create with the choices you make today?
Yes, so, I love that question. Absolutely. So what future would you like to create? And what if you could create a future beyond anything that you can even imagine?
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Smriti Goswami and I'm a Joy of Business facilitator with Access Consciousness, and I'm here on the Om Times Radio Show with the amazing Betsy.
Hello.
Hi, Betsy.
Hello.
Hi. We were talking more about business and creating more money and how we can add more revenue streams and how to make more money for ourselves and in our business.
I love this conversation today so much. And I look at all the places when I've played with the tools that we've been talking about today and the questions and been willing to get out of my way, my own way, you know, and get out of being a control freak about thinking that I had to control everything that came in. Where it a lot of times does not come in anything like what we think it will come in like. And so I would love to hear maybe an example that you have of where that has change something in your life?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of examples to share.
Awesome.
There are times when I've been so badly stuck with for certain things, and the money has shown up last minute, totally unexpectedly, because I did not stop choosing whatever it was. So I had to, I'll give you an example of last year when I had to go and attend the Maestro class. And somewhere in my mind, I decided that the class was too expensive. Okay. Now that particular point of view started creating my reality, the way it showed up within a month. Okay. And so I'd created enough money to pay for the class, pay for my tickets, as well as a hotel stay in Rome. Mm-hmm. But to sustain myself there, I didn't have enough money. So I needed some money to be able to just sustain myself there. Okay. So I was like all the time in question. I knew I couldn't ask for money from my husband, because he's like, okay, fine. I've supported you all this while. Right now, if you're choosing to go ahead and choose more and more classes, you're on your own. You create your own money and go for it. So I was like, okay, now what do I do? So I kept on choosing the class. I did not even for a minute did I give up on that. Okay. And I kept saying, okay, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? I was all the time in question. Okay. What can I be and do to create more money? Towards the end, I had to leave at 2:30 in the afternoon. My flight was at 2:30 in the afternoon, and at around 10:30 in the morning, I still did not have the money that I required. Okay. But I was still willing to choose that class. I was willing all the way to Rome and say, okay, I don't care how it shows up. I'm still choosing this. I was going to go and ask them that, hey, can I pay you this little amount a little later? Please allow me to attend the class. And I thought, even if I have to eat an apple a day and live on that, I'm still choosing this class, because I really, really wanted it. And guess what happened? So around 10:30 in the morning, while I was in a question as to how to create more money, I received a message on my phone where it said, okay, 1 lakh rupees has been added to my account, has been credited. So 1 lakh rupees would be around, I think, about $1,500 or approximately. So I was like, wow, how did this show up? So I called up my friend, because her name was reflecting there. So I called her up. I said, why did you just transfer money to my account? And you know what she said? She said, Sruti, you remember I met you last month and you mentioned that you might not have enough to attend the Rome class, the Maestro class in Rome. And I was like, wow. The moment she made me aware of that, I realized I'd already created this issue for myself because of my own points of view. And I was like, oh, thank God, at least I managed to get out of it. And then there was some amount of money that I had to deposit in the bank before I left for the airport. Mm-hmm. But she told me that it's a public holiday that day because of some festival in India. And so she said, wait, there's somebody at the door. I'll just call you back. And guess what? She transferred another 1 lakh rupees to my account. I was like, what is going on? So she called me and she said, hey, you know what? You go ahead and enjoy your trip. Once you come back, you can always pay me. But right now, just go and enjoy. Just enjoy your trip. So that's how easy it can be for money to start showing up when you do not give up on yourself, when you are willing to be and do whatever it takes to start creating your own financial reality.
So, I love that story so much. I mean, that and your willingness to go and show up, and you had no idea how it was going to actualize, and you just went anyhow. And that is a great example of what we're talking about today. You did not know how it was going to happen and if it was even going to happen, and you were willing to go and ask questions and be the possibility of something different showing up.
Absolutely. The thing is, our financial realities are usually the source for decision and the judgments and conclusions that we have about this reality, about how things have to show up, how it was for our parents, or how it is with our friends, and why they can't choose certain things. So how much we base our financial reality on what they would like and or what they are choosing for themselves, instead of realizing that, hey, we have a choice to create our own reality. I'll give you another example, which Simone Pilasis, the founder of Joy Business, always gives, and I love that. She says, there is this reality which expects you to fit into the box, be there all the time, like you can't do anything for yourself, you cannot choose more because you are expected to fit into that box and just be there. And then there is the reality, which is the reality that you create for yourself, where everything is possible, where you're willing to have ease with your finances, with everything else. And then you ask this reality to fit in with your reality. Or there's a good question that you can ask, how can I employ this reality to fit in with the reality that I'm choosing for myself? So that really, really creates way beyond, because now you're not dependent on anybody else for choosing all that you know is possible for you.
Mm.
And this gives you the opportunity to grow way beyond the limitation that you had decided was is real for you. So that's what it is.
I love that example. And, you know, there's so many different things. And one of the things that's popping into, and it's just a great example of money can show up all kinds of ways. I was in this beautiful location one year celebrating New Year's Eve. It was a small island and we had gone to a party, and it was so joyful and people there were just amazing. It was one of the best nights. And as we were leaving the party, I looked down and found a $20 bill on the ground. And I was like, there was nobody around. And so I picked, you know, like it wasn't somebody that had just fallen out of somebody's pocket. It had fallen out before. So I picked it up and looked around and there was nobody there. I was like, thank you. You know, and it was, wow. I was like, what a great way to start the new year. And just that joyful receiving of the money. Now, I certainly didn't start my day thinking that I was going to find money. And, you know, so how many different ways can you find money?
Yeah, and how many different ways can you invite more money into your life, into your business? And mainly it stops at being willing to have it.
Yes.
When you're willing to have that money. So usually what happens is most people, the moment the first check that they get, the first thing they do is start paying the salaries for the staff and everyone else instead of, you know, honoring themselves first. So a good way to get started and a good way to actually have money is to maybe keep 10% aside for yourself. So the first person you pay is yourself, or you have a 10% account where you can keep your money, which is that honoring of you account. So here's what you're telling the universe, that I'm going to honor myself first. I'm willing to have that money. And then after that, first you pay yourself 10% and then be willing to create 10% account for your business too. And be willing to take out 10% for your business also. So not only do you have money, even your business has money. And now you start paying whoever you have, you need to pay for your salary or whatever other expenses that you have. But first you have to start honoring yourself. When you're being that energy of honoring yourself, you are actually creating way greater for yourself. You're telling the universe that this is me. I am important for me.
Yes. And when I started doing that, it truly was, I do call it my honor me account, and just shifting the energies of honoring myself first, as opposed to honoring the bills has, and you might think it's a little something, but so much for me, I put so much importance on paying everyone else first. I was not in the equation at that point. It was everybody else. So I had made everyone else more important than myself.
Yeah. And one very interesting example that I can, not an example, but a question that I, it's about receiving. A lot of times we're not willing to have the money because even though we ask for it, are we even willing to receive that money? Mm-hmm. So a good question to ask is, how irrational can my receiving be to make me successful that no one can stop me for all eternity?
So I love that question. That's awesome.
It is amazing. And the more I use this question, the more starts getting created for me.
Can you share it again?
How irrational can my receiving be to make me so successful that no one can stop me for all eternity?
I love that. Thank you so much.
Cool. So we'll leave you on this note. Keep asking questions. Keep on creating more and more in your life. Keep choosing lots of money, lots in your business. And don't forget to make that create list for yourself for the next year.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Betsy. It was amazing talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And take care, everybody.
Take care. See you guys soon. Very
Bye.
Soon. Bye-bye.